And a good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. And today is our opportunity to meet with Raleigh County Commissioner. And in the rotation today is District 1 Commissioner John Ford, who's also the Vice Chair. John, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Pleasure to have you on. And we've also got another guest along with John who's joining us via Zoom. And that is Rich Vargo, the Raleigh County Clerk. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me today.
You bet. Pleasure to have you both on. And, boy, there's all kinds of stuff going on in terms of county government. John, working on those budgets still, and a lot of work yet to go, it looks like.
Yeah. You know, they're challenging even under the best circumstances. But, you know, this year with the uncertainty is it just adds that extra layer. Feel pretty good about where we're at for the rest of 2020, but you know we're just going to have to take all the factors that we can into place for 2021 and do the best we can. And as we move forward, we have to make some adjustments. But I think by and large, everybody understands where we're at and where we're going to be here upcoming. And have kind of adjusted their interdepartmental and outside agencies, and you know even RCPD has adjusted their budgets too. So everybody's aware of it, and we are working together to try to formulate a budget that's going to work and be transducive for you know next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I know that's a big part of it here. Once RCPD sets its budget, that kind of sets everything up, so you kind of have an idea of where everything else is going to fall into place.
Sure. And we also got, just as I might mention, we also got our evaluations and stuff in, so we know the value of the mill levy, and that's kind of the last piece of that moving forward, and then we just kind of work at it and piece it together.
As far as revenues are concerned, how have revenues, have you seen any numbers yet on March or April?
In terms of sales tax, yes, it's down. That's probably more impactful for the city of Manhattan is about 40 to 45% of their budgets based off of that. For Raleigh County, it's about 4 to 5%. So for the rest of the year and maybe even 2021, for what we do with sales tax revenue, should be easily workable. It's the property tax side that we're going to be most concerned with, and then all the extra things we can't account for that will be, you know, obviously COVID-related.
Yeah. Well, COVID-19 has been playing a key role in everything this year, including elections, and that's why we have Rich Vargo on here today, the Raleigh County Clerk. I have the sample, change of party affiliation vote-by-mail ballots here that were sent out, and those were sent out, first week of June or right in early June?
Yeah, those were sent out May 28th, Brandon. We sent out a little over 30,200 of those. And, yeah, that's the advance by mail application for both the primary and general election.
All right. And, you know, we've talked about this in the past here, the importance of voting by mail. And some people are a little skeptical still with it here. But there's, as I understand, it's pretty foolproof.
Well, it is. People just don't understand, you know, we have so many security measures in place and checks and balances on the back end. And, you know, to me, you know, in the past, you know, the state of Kansas has allowed mail ballot elections for decades, you know, and a lot of people are concerned that it's something new, and it's not. You know, we've held a couple complete mail ballot elections for special questions that school districts have had. And then any election, people have the opportunity to vote by mail, and some are permanent advance by mail because they have a disability or for some reason aren't able to get out and participate in the election process. So it's nothing new in Kansas and definitely across the nation. You know, there are several states that every election is nothing but vote by mail. And so it's not like it's new in our country, and it's definitely not new in our state. There are a lot of security measures in place, and unfortunately, you know, I think in the past a lot of the concerns seem to be, you know, politically motivated. And I think this year you just have to take that out of it, because we're just kind of in a situation where we want to offer the opportunity to vote with so many concerns due to COVID-19. And this is one option that I think is very viable to help hopefully alleviate the problem of a low voter participation turnout in a presidential election due to concerns of health and safety.
Yeah, and typically this is every 4 years. It seems like turnout's a little higher for those presidential elections. I don't know what the normal numbers are like in the non-presidential election years, but you want to see that maintained, if not increased, you know, more voter turnout.
Absolutely, and that's the key component. You know, we definitely don't want to make it difficult for people to participate in the election this year due to concerns that they may have.
John, how what is your opinion of mail-in voting?
I know when I first started voting myself, the digital part of it really wasn't a part of it, so it was paper. We've put in those protocols here locally, and I might add, too, with the presidential election, the full Kansas legislature up on that, too, and that also helps increase turnout. With the COVID and, you know, the other concerns that are kind of enveloped with it, you know, this is going to seem to be the best approach to get people to vote. And I'm sure Rich has mentioned this before, and he'll mention it again, but a large portion of our poll workers this year aren't feeling comfortable to be out on this particular election date. So, you know, we're trying to work from the framework of which we have that's going to be the best plausible solution to where we're at right now. You know, and this is just one example of many that we're having to work with. So that's what it takes to get through both a primary and general election this year. That's what we're going to have to do. And, you know, the protocols have been put into place to handle that. And I think we can get through that comfortably.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a phone call here. Someone's got a question or a comment here, so we'll get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, with the new cases of the virus here in Riley County over the weekend, and with what we're seeing in the Gary County Police Department and all the cases coming out of Lansing, I wish we were doing more than less than 2% testing of the county. This isn't over. You can tell by the number of cases that happened over the holiday, Memorial Day holiday, and the different beer keg parties that have gone on in other parts of the state. We should consider that. Thank you.
All right. Any response to that, John or Rich?
Testing is going to be a large portion of what we need to do moving forward, and obviously, with the governor signing the emergency declaration yesterday officially, I know there's some protocols into place to get that moving. We will have some federal funding coming our way. Don't know all the specifics on that. It's still kind of a work in progress, but I would say getting and providing and figuring out the logistics of testing, both in the short term and the long term, is going to be a large portion of that discussion.
You know, he brings up a good point about the Geary County Sheriff's Office having, I think, three officers and an inmate over the weekend testing positive, and what kind of a hindrance that could put on law enforcement here locally.
Yeah, I know we've been pretty proactive here. I'm not for sure all the dynamics over in Geary County that have caused that. I know sometimes when these things happen, they have the ability to kind of find some fill-ins and, you know, try to make up that difference. This part here was in correction, so it wasn't just like on the patrol side or administrative side. So that kind of changes the dynamics there, too. And there is, there's been a large discussion elsewhere as well as to how to handle this particular issue with, you know, corrections and you know, incarcerations and how that may spread out. Part of the conversation that's still being had and, you know, being developed.
All right. Well, I want to talk more about the poll sites here in just a moment. Let me take a break first, though, and we'll come back and we'll have that discussion here on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN. We'll have John Ford and Rich Vargo. More with them after the break.